The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the position of the management and staff of Guardian Network.
Welcome to the inner city, inner city, inner city.
Ain't no love in the heart of the city. Ain't no love in the heart of town. Ain't no love in the show of the day. Ain't no love, cause you ain't around. When you were mine, oh, I was feeling so good, cause your love lit up this whole neighborhood. But now that you're gone, you know the sun don't shine from the city hall to the county line. And that's why I said ain't no love in the heart of the city. Ain't no love in the heart of town. Ain't no love, and it sure is a pity. Ain't no love, cause you ain't around.
Welcome to the inner city, inner city, inner city.
Ain't no love in the heart of the city. Ain't no love. Ain't no love, and it's sure not for pity. Ain't no love, cause you ain't around. When you were mine, oh, I was feeling so good, cause your love lit up this whole neighborhood. But now that you're gone, you know the sun don't shine from the city hall to the county line. And that's why I said ain't no love in the heart of the city. Ain't no love in the heart of town. Ain't no love, and it sure is a pity. Ain't no love, cause you ain't around.
Welcome to the inner city, inner city, inner city, inner city.
Ain't no love in the heart of the city. Ain't no love in the heart of town. Ain't no love, and it's sure not for pity. Ain't no love, cause you ain't around.
Good night, Bahamas, and welcome to Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. I'm your host, Valentino O'Brien, a.k.a. Scrooge or Scoochie. Scrooge or Scoochie. And I have many other names. Today, we're going to have a very wonderful show today. Telephone numbers today are 323-62-325-4316-325-4259. You can text us, powered by BTC, at 422-GR96. I am the host of the talk show Inside the Inner City that premieres on Guardian Radio every Friday at 6:30 to 8 p.m. Our producing studio tonight is Wally, and we have a very special guest, Anku Saru, but I like him to announce his name in studios in a few minutes. I just want to check this Facebook thingamo. See if he's up and running. Let's see. I wonder if Anku could fix me up. Anku, I don't know if you can fix my screen for me.
Welcome to the inner city, inner city, inner city.
Ain't no love in the heart of the city. Ain't no love in the heart of town. Ain't no love, and it's sure not for pity. Ain't no love, cause you ain't around. When you were mine, oh, I was feeling so good, cause your love lit up this whole neighborhood. But now that you're gone, you know the sun don't shine from the city hall to the country.
ain't no love in the heart of the city. Ain't no love in the heart of town.
All right, we are back on Garden Radio 96.9 FM. Sorry for that little mix-up. That's my fault. I just got a computer, so I'm trying to work out the logistics. I was able to get some assistance from Wally, the producer, and here, Anku Saru, who is a special guest here. But he is known to the general public, and, you know, he travels the world. He has information, what he sees with his eye, and it relates to some of the stuff that, you know, he's talking about here in the country. You know, it's good to actually read in books, but it's also good to see with your own eyes and travel the countries, and this verifies the information that you have here in the Bahamas, and then you travel the world, and then you use your research. But before we begin the topic, I'd like just like to give a real quick public announcement, all right? We just recently had a 3 weeks basketball tournament held on Marfesson Park, Hay Street. I would like to thank the sponsors for the wonderful donation that they gave to the basketball organization, which is spared by myself, as part of Lenahan Bahamas. And this is the reason Lenahan Bahamas was established, to assist the programs that have already started in the community and to add new programs on to the program initiative. And we will be able to succeed that, and we being able to expand that. So I'd like to say thanks to the donors who support Lenahan Bahamas. I would like to thank the staff at Lenahan Bahamas, President Lucas Metropolis, Ms. Sheila Pritchett, Mitzi Burrows, Ms. Major, and et cetera, who work at the center, True Lewis Creek. And again, I would like to say thanks to the donors. And there was a lot I learned with this particular basketball tournament here. This one teach me a lot of stuff. I've been doing it for 20-some years, but for some strange reason, I was able to learn a lot. And here's what I was able to learn. In this 3 weeks basketball tournament, we had community people coming out from Mason Addition, Danton, Hay Street, Taylor Street, Cameron Street, and Fars, Chippenham, and they came out in doves. Each night for the last 3 weeks, from starting from the 16th of last of this month, and we ended on the 28th of this month. We missed out closing out Friday because of the rain, and we continued on Monday. Yes, the thing. We had about 300 to 350 people out every night. And during that competition, I mean in doves, the kids perform at a level that it had everyone in awe. They played professionally, win or lose. They lined up after they lost, and they shook hands. And the coaches were on them to shake hands, and that is more about community development. The juniors who participated, they did an excellent job of community togetherness. That went on for 3 weeks. And then the seniors. What I learned about the seniors is that the kids perform at a high level. There was no altercation, there was no rowing, there was not talking to the ref. The juniors, they did the same thing. So the tournament was perfect. And then we hit the seniors, the older guys, 18, 19, 20, 22, 23. They perform at a high level. But one or two behaved not just oddly, but had a little, small little ruckus. But it was solved, and we ended up to continue to have an excellent basketball tournament. But what surprised me the most is how the people in the community, especially the young guys who were talking to the younger guy who was like rowing, say the ref, you know, cheating. And we all know on H Street Park, there's never no cheating out there. I stand for that. Anyone can tell you there's no cheating goes on in that park. H Street just won the basketball tournament, this previous tournament here. H Street won about 3 senior basketball tournaments. From the inception of the 23 years, that the basketball tournament has been going on H Street Park. So it shows you that we are not biased. It shows you the home team doesn't mean nothing to me. For me, I don't care who wins the tournament. For me, I look at it as this. It's bringing communities together. People are happy. The tournament and who wins it, that don't concern me. What concerns me is how everyone is having fun, how everyone's competing, communicating. And at the end of the day, so I could get to Anku to get to Anku, the guys were talking to him, and they were telling him, man, this high neighbor, this be the host. Say, once we is the host, hey, we supposed to allow people to come in our neighborhood and feel free. As long as they're disrespecting us in this community and they come in this community, it's our job. So I listened to them because that's what I preach to them. And I was glad to see them uncle to pull him on the side and all of them was lecturing to him, you know? And they said, no, we don't do that. How on Sunday we can't get 10 players to come play on the park? Or should we get hundreds of people on the park? And this is what you want to do now? When Daddy Scrooge going out and get all these teams free, Gatorade free, shirt free, trophy free, Gatorade and water free every day, music free, referee free, everything free. Any other basketball tournament you go to, these teams people charge for. But all this is free because I tell people who come to do the sponsors from Lennon, Bahamas, listen, we're giving back. A lot of these people don't have it. So this is about charity and giving back. So we don't want to charge nobody for no entry fee or none of that. So everything is free. So they told him like that. And then we had a wonderful, wonderful basketball tournament. 3 weeks, no altercation. I want to say thanks to the Royal Bahamas Police Force. They were there every night. I mean, never had no altercation. The FARC officers were pulling on the side, staying for an hour or two, watching the greatness of our athletes. And man, there was some talent out there. And last but not least, I would just like to say this to the Mason Edition people and family. You guys did a good job of representing Mason Edition. All right, you guys came out every night to support the kids division, which was 8 to 13. You guys come out every day, Mason Edition. The juniors, y'all came out for. Y'all even came out for the seniors in one of the most spectacular games that actually ran down between H Green and Mason. It ran down to the wire. The game was decided by 4 points, and that was crazy. It was like the NBA Finals. HQ was able to prevail by 4 points, and they won. They were able to take that into the championship game, and they were able to win. But the championship game was actually between that team that played that night, between HQ and Mason Edition, Tiny and Crew, Carter, and et cetera. Every them was on HQ Bump Nose, and MVP was BJ. So it was an excellent event. And the parents who came out, it was remarkable to see the kids brought their parents out to the championship game. This is the first time I saw it, like this many parents came out. 22 years I've been out, this is the first time I saw the parents came out to their kids, because after the tournament was over with the kids, we were sending them home because, you know, it goes to the junior division. So we don't want them out there too late. We want them to go home, you know? So why is I'm coming off the park after the tournament, the super mini tournament is over, Uncle? Parents are standing up with their trophy. And when I'm looking at them, I say, what you doing standing up with that trophy? Then they say, that's my son. Now, not knowing, I see these kids every day, but not knowing that's the parents, and not me and them went to school together. So it was remarkable. I met so many different parents. I want to give thumbs to all the parents who came out to the basketball tournament. All the parents. You know, Abel Joseph from Mason Edition. He lives in HQ now. He did a wonderful job of being the organizer and ref. And Ival, who was a scorekeeper, he was keeping track of the score. He did a wonderful job. He also from Mason. And then to the ref, who were part of the tournament. You guys did a wonderful job. You all did an honest job. You all made everyone feel happy. It was honest. No cheating went down. It was those who participated the best and who made the mistake. That's what it came down to. And the crowd could have seen it. So it was not laughing the ref arm. It was left that you went to the free throw line. You had to hit 2 free throws and you missed it. And that's what cost you the game. Or you went down, you had the game, you turned the ball over. That's how it went down. So it was not left up to the ref. And everyone could see it. So that's why everyone said it was a wonderful tournament. All right. That was wonderful. Anku, Saru, let's see how you pronounce this. So, go ahead.
Well, first of all, my brother, I want to greet you and your listeners by saying Namastu, which means that I bow to the divinity within you, or the divinity within me, bows and respects the divinity within you. Wow. My name is Calhoun Ankou Sara, also known as Pastor Dr. Cleveland W. Aeneas III. I am the head priest of the Holy Coptic Church of the Black Messiah here in Nassau, Bahamas. We are under the auspices of the Holy Coptic Church of the Black Messiah International, led by our Basesh, or our Pope, Coptic Pope, Dr. A.J. Varma. And it's always wonderful to be here on this show. I think what you're able to do as far as bringing worlds together and helping people to really see who they are as people. You know, yes. At the end of the day, we're all people. We all really want peace. We all really want to have an opportunity to raise our children or to be educated or to, you know, just walk down the street, you know, safely. You know, we want the Bahamas that we all know it could be, you know. And unfortunately, the Bahamas gets created by what happened in Nassau a lot of times. You know, Bahamas ain't only Nassau. You talked to a lot of our brothers and sisters on the family island, and the love is still there. The humanity is still there. The people knowing their neighbors is still there, you know. We get judged, unfortunately, a lot of times by what's happening in Nassau. And it's not to say that we shouldn't be judged by it in some way, but that's not the full picture, you know. That being said, it's great to be here, and I look forward to a fun show today.
That was a mouthful already. You know, you made a powerful statement. We are so Nassau-centric that we forgetting that Andres, in Cat Island, you know, we have to look that they are undeveloped. Some of these family islands need ambulance. I've always said that they need air support, helicopters. They need hospitals. And, you know what I mean? Which within range of a population.
Right.
You know, but they still need air ambulance.
Right.
You know, they need
infrastructure.
Yeah, infrastructure. Mm-hmm. They need dentists. They need the light to get turned. They need running water. Mm-hmm. You know, they need infrastructure. You know, they need parks.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they need infrastructure for all.
They need the commitment of our country, whereby if we're committed to the well-being of the family islands, if we're committed to the well-being of the youth, I mean, what you did, I know you didn't do it by yourself. You helped spearheaded, but for you and the team that were able to pull that off, that took commitment.
Yes.
And the children that are around you, I mean, when you do something like that, you never know how you're impacting them. They'll remember you for the rest of your life. You will be in the food store 30 years from now, and a grown man will walk up to you and say, "You remember me as a little boy." you understand what I'm saying?
Uncle, you're telling the truth, because right now I get police officers. I get people who work in different government departments who were part of the basketball tournament who I helped out would say the same words to you, and I'd say, I don't remember.
Yeah, you won't. You know, when you're doing God's work, it ain't really about you.
No, I don't check and remember the faces or nothing.
No, you just focusing on getting the task. Yeah. Like you say, I don't care who win. Y'all just, let's have a good time.
Yes.
Let the chips fall where they may.
Yes.
You understand? And let's make it a memorable event so we could build the momentum.
Yes.
It's about building momentum. Yes. You see what I'm saying? If we can have positive events concurrently, you having your event at a certain time every year, someone else having an event, and you constantly have these positive events going on, it helps the children. It helps to steer them in a direction.
Yes, because what you're saying is proven fact and data. Data you just made yourself. Because in the 3 weeks basketball tournament, there were enormous shooting going on around the country.
Around, yes.
And the police were amazed to see that we were in this community. Now, we have a high spree of violence in our community, but we ain't able to work. Pastor Hugo Road from City Union Baptist Church, Big Harvest Community Center. We have myself, Lenahan Bahamas, and a few other organizations in there. We're doing our best to try and do what we can to educate the community, to assist any way we can. And it's actually working. So with the function you talk about on the park, that 3 weeks, not one kid in that community was walking around. Every kid was on that park.
Occupied.
From 4:30 to actually about 7:30, 8 o'clock on that park.
Yeah, because you know why? They knew that somebody was committed to them.
Yes.
It wasn't just a basketball game.
No, it was it was just
someone, like you say, free Gatorade, free T-shirt. You had people from...
They was giving food and all.
Food, you know. And you had out-of-town guests too, right?
Yes.
Right? You brought people
Duke to University.
Duke University. As a child, you see that, or even as an adult, because it ain't only affecting the children, it's affecting the parents too. Mm. Somebody cares about my child. Mm. Somebody cares about this community. Mm. And so when you see that commitment being pointed toward you, then you feel obligated to be committed to that which is being committed to you.
Yes. So I see there's hope.
Oh, definitely.
There's hope.
Definitely.
If we do as you say, and we be committed to these parks, and we committed to organization like yourself, because mm-hmm. that's why I want to get to your organization.
Yeah.
And many other organizations. Mm-hmm. You know, if we utilize the park, just say, yeah, Ron. Mm-hmm. We can make a big change. And if we invest in the community and turn these parks into night leagues, you can imagine us, that just was a test of 3 weeks.
Right.
That just was a test.
Right.
You know, basketball tournaments are 1 week.
Right.
So we did it for 3 weeks.
Right.
And what I get there learning in that 3 weeks, mm-hmm. I say, man, I stand there, I say, you know what? I see all the talent. I say, what if we could get $1-2 million invested?
Right.
And we start a league and have mm-hmm. these kids compete and give them a salary, give them a salary, let the kids them play.
Right.
And have a season.
Right.
And give them a salary.
Yeah.
You know, and help
and the scouts
them.
Will come.
And the scouts would come and we use that and we turn that in a league, you know, mm-hmm. and have them compete. And then, you know, we form a big league somewhere out mm-hmm. on Sports Center, Queens Sports Center, where we go for the main event.
Right.
But we'd have main events on the park, a championship, but the main championship could be held, you know, certain places like that. But we paying the kids, we're paying the juniors, and we're paying the seniors. Because we have a few camera champions come out of school, and they just do nothing with their skills.
Yeah.
Some of them are going to be high school coach or even coaching these teams, get sponsored by corporate sponsors. We can start these teams right in the country.
Yeah.
But anyway, we're making some good points.
Yeah.
We're making some good points.
Yeah.
So, we're talking about that. All right, you say the Messiah for the Black Church.
The Holy Coptic Church of the Black Messiah.
Right.
Yes.
When you say the Black Messiah,
mm-hmm.
now, we ain't hitting no one Christianity or no one religion. We're just talking naturally. This is your point of view, and I want to learn some things which I see lying up.
Right.
Now everything might don't lying up, but we are, you know,
we reasoning.
Yeah, so we like for those who listening,
reason.
We're letting you know we only talking, and if you want to join the conversation, you can join the conversation. As long as we can have a good conversation, because see, on the show, we like for everyone to express themselves. We don't want no one to get mad or agitated, because that is not about having a show or having a conversation. That is malice. But we can have a conversation where we can understand. You speak, I listen. And when I speak, you listen. And when Mr. Anku speak, you listen. And he listens when we speak. So that's how we're supposed to have a conversation. That's why our country is heading in the wrong direction, like in Parliament. You know, this is what we need to do in this country. Let's have a conversation where we can understand one another.
Yeah.
Okay. So, I want to ask you a question.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I ain't a Christian. Okay? Mm-hmm. This is a rule. I'm not a Christian.
Mm-hmm.
I read the book, but I also read stories, and I line up the two. Just if I don't believe what's in the Bible, there are some things that, you know, that people talk about that is, you know, whatever. And there's some things that relates to real life in the Bible, you know, like an eye for an eye, and, you know, et cetera, and et cetera. Okay, do unto others of you how others do unto you. These things are real. These things are, or these things actually are life, are real life stuff. You know, do unto others, because if you do bad to others, bad will come back to you eventually. If you do good, God would come to you. So we all know that. And they say an eye for an eye, you know, and et cetera. So anyway, what I'm saying is this. We look at the churches when you say the Black Christ, right? But we look at the churches in the country, and we don't want to hit on the churches, right? But we see that they have a white symbol of a white Christ on the church, right? Now, many people might want to knock you when you say the Black Christ, right? But most of the churches over here have an image of a white symbol with a white man with long hair, and they say he's Christ. The symbol that you say you talk about represents a black symbol. Mm-hmm. Now, your symbol, what you talk about, I was watching the war in Ukraine, right, and then in the Orthodox Church, right? I saw something.
What you saw, man?
I saw something.
Tell me what you saw.
I saw it. See, that's why I say I saw it with my own eyes.
Yeah.
So
tell me what you saw.
So I'm sitting on watching the war with Russia and Ukraine.
Mm-hmm.
And a white dove comes in the church with a chief Orthodox preacher is preaching.
Mm-hmm.
And when the white dove comes in the church, it shows us a photo on the back with a black description of someone holding somebody.
Oh, a black woman, eh?
A black woman holding a black baby in hand. And the priest is praying to this. Okay. And then a dove came flying in the church. Uh-huh. Now, this is in Ukraine.
Ukraine.
Now these people are what you call white.
They're white people.
They're white people.
Yeah.
So I'm saying to myself, what I'm seeing here. Now, mm-hmm. not only that. See, I'm trying to talk what I see with my own eyes.
Yes. Yeah. Right? I'm glad you saying it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So then I was watching, like, going to see, I'm gonna watch some more flicks. You know, I said, cause play something right here. So I did some more flicks. And mm-hmm. then I saw in Rome, the Vatican City. So when I look at the Vatican City and they show like the vaults and all that, then you see all these black images
mm-hmm.
of this one and that one.
Mm-hmm.
So, but then when they come to
the Pope prays that same statue, the black Madonna and child.
So when mm-hmm. they come to the Bahamas,
mm-hmm.
I see the white symbol all over the churches. So mm-hmm. I asked one of the pastors right now personally, excuse me, if... What is the symbol?
Mm-hmm.
He said, man, don't worry about the symbol. You know, he said, man, don't worry about the symbol.
Mm.
Dying, Jesus.
So what you got it there for?
So, but the scriptures always talking about graven images.
Mm-hmm.
So if you're reading something in the Bible and you're seeing the truth in places with a white, and the white is the one who's supposed to manipulate,
mm-hmm.
manipulate us,
mm-hmm.
but they worship
mm-hmm.
these things in the Vatican City, Rome,
right.
And they worship these things in Ukraine. I saw it in my own eyes.
Yep.
So there's some truth to what you're saying.
Mm-hmm. I'm glad you're saying it. Because see, yes. when I say it, you're racist, or so you're this, or you're that.
All right.
But you saw it. You mentioned that these Europeans are worshiping the black woman, the black child.
Yes.
Right? And this comes out of the reality of true Christianity. Because I'm not a Christian either. I'm a true Christian.
True Christian.
And I have to make the distinction, because true Christianity existed before the Greeks, the Romans, and other outside forces actually got their hands on it. The Bible is not the issue. The interpretation
of it
and the translation of it becomes the issue when those who ultimately have the aim of global racism, white supremacy, and they're utilizing our original scriptures and utilizing our original religion to promote and dominate by way of racism, white supremacy, we have what today is called monotheistic Christianity.
Mm.
That's not true Christianity.
Mm-hmm.
Because those who would have lived this reality were not Greeks and they were not Romans. Mm. So they would have never utilized the term monotheism. This is a Greco-Roman word.
Mm-hmm.
You understand? And so when we look at the images right there in the book of Revelation chapter 1 verses 12 through 15, they talk about this Messiah or one who looked like the Messiah.
Mm-hmm.
And they say that his skin was like burnt brass. So it's not something I'm making up. It's not something that you say. You didn't mm-hmm. make it up. You saw it. Yeah? And so when are we, because we love to talk about
right.
scripture, the book of 1 Corinthians chapter 14 around verse 20 and 21, Paul is saying to the congregation in Corinth, hey, we got to start understanding things like, we got to start understanding things like men and women and stop understanding it like children. If all we want to do is just sit up on a Sunday and listen to a pastor and go home and feel good and we don't want to take the time to actually study to show ourselves approved, then we're never going to get the full understanding of scripture and we're never going to understand what it means to be a true Christian. That's just the reality.
Yeah. So when I'm saying that, right, I said to myself, wow, this is crazy,
mm-hmm.
right? So if that is the truth where we're seeing those who manipulate us, right? They worshiping the real true.
Yeah, they worshiping the black Madonna. And
right.
We had one here in Bayonetown, and someone kicked it down.
Okay.
It was no great outcry because we don't see ourselves in divinity. We don't see ourselves in the same divinity that the Europeans are worshiping over in Ukraine and over in Vatican City was in Bayonetown. But the people in Bayonetown, unfortunately, many of them don't see the value in having the black Madonna and the black child statue in Bayonetown. Mm. The church was burned down.
Wow.
You understand? We can keep moving. I ain't coming on here to cry about it, but I'm just telling you the reality of where we're at. We are very self-destructive because something happened to us.
Yes.
Something terrible happened to us, and it's happened for generation after generation to create self-hate.
And that is self-hate because you're doing something that is uncharacteristic to you because of anger, because someone could probably be speaking the truth, you know? But I like I said, I saw it. And
you
I
saw
started
it.
Doing my research, and you talk about the Greeks and all, and they said it was way before even the Greeks and all these
yes,
stuff.
Yes, there's a Christianity before Christ.
All right. So let me ask those who might say, you know, me and you might be crazy, all right? Mm-hmm. See, why I could speak for me, right? And I'm not speaking for nobody. I live a life where I wasn't just a gangster. I was a drug dealer.
Mm-hmm.
And the tens I've seen with my own eyes, yeah. Right? And I've been involved with the most serious set of criminals in the country.
Right.
I'm talking from guys like Chris Cullmer, Scree. Chris Cullmer was found dead in our central police station after he was going to admit to 17 murders. He'd already admit to 3 murders of three defense officers, and he was admitting to a police officer, which he actually were a hitman. And these were people who I knew and hang around on the streets, and they teach me a few things,
right?
And I learned a lot. So not only me being a bad guy on the street,
right.
And besides that, I was shot at 23, 20, 24 times. Now, if you think this is a joke,
wow.
Listen, if you think this is a joke or think this is a lie, this is how my life was, and this is how we was living in this community.
Right.
So I'm telling you, I was like in hell, and I was living hell, and I was doing hell.
Yeah.
All right? So I've seen that more times than you can imagine.
Wow.
I've been in Vietnam War.
Yes.
And the guys who I had problems with on the street are some of the toughest, roughest guys in the country. I wasn't the only one tougher and rough. I was just a needle in the haystack.
Right.
So that's why I got shot at so many times, because there were so many guys like me with that bold and hardened attitude.
Misdirected anger.
Yeah, so I saw that many times.
Yeah.
Right? And I know that there's an entity out there, and there's a reason why I'm here. So I'm saying I'm just speaking on that. So, the point I'm trying to say is, you know, Anku, your name, would you say your government name is?
Dr. Cleveland Ennis. W. Ennis the Third, yes.
Okay. That name there, if you go back in time, was given to one of your descendants, your great, 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 great,
great, my grandfather.
Mm-hmm. Who was a property of the slave master who
That Ennis name, seven generations back.
Am I correct?
Seven generations
back.
For
those who were enslaved, but then you know there were some who were free.
That's right.
So what I'm saying is this. So the brand title that I have, that was inherited from my...
Yeah, that's why they call it your last name.
My last name.
Because it's the last person who owned you.
Right, last person who owned me. So and pass on to my great-great-grandmother or my father, and that's me now.
Mm-hmm.
So that's a name and title came from the slave master of the plantation.
Mm-hmm.
So is that my real name from whence I came?
No, couldn't be.
So that's why your name, you say Anku Sarah.
Anku Sarah. It's one of my names.
One of your names.
Because as you grow within our culture, within our community, every time you, that's why they would have what's called a baptismal name, and then you might get a name at your confirmation.
Mm-hmm.
Even in the Catholic Church, when a pope or when a cardinal ascends to the seat of pope, they get a new name, right? So Pope Benedict, that's not his actual name. That's the name that he chose, or the name that was bestowed upon him, however they do it. And so in each level of your growth and development, you would receive a name, because the name speaks to your potential or your ability or that which you ultimately aim to live up to.
Mm.
You understand? You had a big name and you had a little name. Your big name was the name that other people didn't really know. The little name is what you told everybody. So if we say that in a street way, you would say your government name, everybody would know that. You would only give people your nickname.
Right.
Because when you're doing things that you don't want people to get back to you, you say, hey, my name is XYZ. But you know your government name is ABC. And so in our culture, we understood that if someone got your big name, they had your number. If somebody have your number, it means that they have the power to influence you. And so this is where the story is about people, you know, using spells or using incantations. And we've made it so spooky now. But the reality is, once a people have your code or once a people have your number, it's easy for them to manipulate you. And so the system that we're a part of today, they do very much, they study us. That's why when you think they celebrating, oh, this was the first black person to do X, Y, and Z. You think they celebrating you. They ain't celebrating you. They keeping track of you. How you know in X amount of years that this was the first black person to do this? If you wasn't tracking us. You understand? They track us. They watch us. They study us. And that's their right. They could do that. We must do the same, though. Like our great elder, or our BB, as we say, our Coptic Pope, Marimba Annie, Dr. Marimba Annie, who I know has been to the Bahamas many times, she wrote a book called Urugu. Mm-hmm. And this is a book that we, in our church, we're studying over the next another 4 weeks or so. We have a self-mastery class. And for those who are interested, just reach out to me on Facebook, Anku Sara, on Facebook, A-N-K-U-S-A-R-A. And in the self-mastery class, she's saying, we have to study the systems that are affecting us. We have to study those who have given us their last name, who have given us their language, who have given us their education, who have given us their government, who have given us their whole idea on relationship, etc. We need to study them and understand how they think in order to appreciate that we don't think like that. That's why we could have so many black young men on the side of the street dead so often. Because it's a very calculated system. Yeah. If some people say, oh, you know, things just bad or things getting worse. Things ain't bad because it just happening that way. It's planned. It's strategically planned. And anytime you see things happening like what you see happening on the street today, someone's benefiting from it. When you see people being poor and when you see people confused and when you see people miseducated, understand on the flip side of that, that's a $1 billion industry.
Yeah, the court system.
All of that.
Because, you know, you get locked up, you go to the court system.
You got to pay the lawyer.
You
got to pay
this. You got to bring food.
Yeah.
You have to, you know,
so collect calls, all these different things.
Yeah.
You know? And so as a church, I just wanted to mention something we have happening on May 7th. We have a mental liberation session on May 7th. This one is an online event. Again, you can check us out on Facebook or at our website, www.journeyhomegroup.com. That's journeyhomegroup.com. We're talking about revamping our mentality. You know, the same thing you was doing over there in Hay Street, which is just to revamp the community. We're saying the behavior of our people
is unacceptable.
It's unacceptable, but it is guided by our mentality.
You're correct.
So if we want to change behavior, we have to change mentality.
Wow.
May 7th. Saturday, May 7th, we started at 12 o'clock Eastern Time, so check us out. Wow. It's only $10.
Wow. That's, yeah. Makes sense. Makes yeah. sense. So let me ask you a question.
Mm-hmm.
Our morals,
right,
that we have lost, mm-hmm. definitely we have lost morals because, you know, I look at Facebook and I see the young schoolgirls fighting on a daily basis, stopping one another now. And back in the day, you know, it was the boys like us who used to be fighting.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we're seeing young girls fighting on a daily basis to whatever particular high school it is or mm-hmm. junior high school it is. And they're tearing off one another dress whilst they're on the ground.
Yeah.
The rest stand up taking pictures. The rest cursing. So our morals have completely, how would you say? It has disintegrated to a point now.
It's degraded. It's decadence.
Do you think this is because... it's because of our values to Christianity. What I mean is, most people nowadays. Okay, let me just say this. I'm from the inner city community,
mm-hmm.
and like I say, I'm not knocking on the church. All right, I'm talking reality right now.
Mm-hmm.
I've been living on the streets for 47 years.
Right.
About a hard childhood, right?
Yeah.
And I've seen many others hard childhood, thousands still today having having hard childhood.
Mm-hmm.
But in our generation, we had a little more morals, I would say. Mm-hmm. You know, and like, for instance, I'm saying this. When I'm saying morals. All right. Let me see if I can say this. Kids, don't speak about God no more.
Mm-hmm.
The teenagers, don't speak about Jesus. That's why I wanted to bring you near. I wanted to say this. They don't speak about Jesus no more.
Mm-hmm.
They don't know nothing but no Peter. They don't know nothing but no John. They don't know nothing but no, what is this? Moses, Noah. They don't know none of these things.
Mm-hmm.
None of these things now isn't better than our kids now. It seems to me, right, that's how it is now.
Mm-hmm.
We once had a village. Now the village is being destroyed. Our belief is being destroyed, corrupted. We're supposed to be having a true forefathers out there to get a true understanding about what it is to do right. You know, but we've been manipulated, they've been replaced with white idols, right, and the wrong set of people. And so we've been manipulated also. Now people say the images doesn't matter, right? But I think we who inherit that system, the same system that persecuted all of the prophets that we talked about in the Bible, we serve the same system today.
Right.
See, I don't understand it.
Right.
I don't understand it because when I read it, I could hear how Constantine converted to Christianity and then he incorporated the Roman system into Christianity and they're out of their pagan ways.
Right.
So when they're saying pagan ways, they're talking about Christmas, Easter, Winter Solstice, what it is, we call it Valentine, all these things.
That's definitely a part of it.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so what I'm saying is this. I feel that all this right now has corrupted us.
Right.
And we right now is like the young people who I talk to individually, they only living for day to day.
Yeah.
They only living for day to day. They don't they ain't worrying about no tomorrow.
No.
Or they ain't worrying about no savior or no one coming to save them.
Right.
Right now in this society, it's like they're living for day to day and they don't know which direction.
See, they're confused.
To go.
Because how could the blind lead the blind?
The
children didn't get the way that they are by themselves. Their parents were also confused, and their grandparents, and their great-grandparents. Now, I agree with you that when you talk about morality and the decadence that you see happening, the difference between what you see happening now and before is the mass media approach. Remember, when we was growing up?
Yeah, we had no media.
When you, if you turn the TV before 5 o'clock, what you used to hear? What sound you used to hear?
Yes, you see these colored
lines.
Yes,
you turn the TV back on, you go back and play.
Yeah, yeah.
So you didn't sit in front of your TV and watch the decadence that they throwing at us 24 hours a day now. That wasn't happening when we were children or when our parents or grandparents were children. We had the influence of the community. So we valued the community because we understood that that's where we were getting our direction from.
Yes.
When you don't have a situation where you're getting your direction from the community, then the community becomes valueless. The elders become valueless because now you're getting your direction from TV. You're getting your direction from a phone. You're getting your direction from your favorite rap artist or your favorite fill in the blank, right? So you have a world that is influencing you from outside of your community, and these children are overwhelmed with it to the point where, yeah, I could listen to my elders, I could listen to my parents, I could listen to this one, I could listen to Daddy Scrooge, okay. But then I won't be like the person I see on TV, not knowing that that person putting on a show for you. You thinking that's real. And so you get, like you say, so many different things coming at them at one time. And like you say, they don't know where to turn. Should I turn to Jesus? Or should I turn to Drake? Or should I turn to Rihanna? You understand? And if we don't have things on the ground for these children.
Hold on right there.
Go ahead.
You said something so powerful. So the Drake, the Rihanna is taking the place of Jesus.
Come on now. Come on. Because who are they putting on the wall, my brother?
Oh, you making this.
That's who they putting? Who they dressing like? Who they talking like? Who hymns they learning?
Oh, that's all the why the guys, the girls get their extension here and
they,
all that.
They watching.
All of.
They are looking at people that there's a system that's committed to promoting those people. Mm-hmm. We all want to be committed to. We all want to have someone love us. We all want to have someone pay attention to us. But these are the people who are getting all the things that I really want. So I'm going to try to be like them to get what they have.
And in doing so, you have allowed yourself to be corrupted.
Yes.
The devil's essence. Because lust, the envy, yes. Jealousy, trickery.
Remember, the devil, this beast, in Genesis 3, it talks about this beast that was created, and he said it was the most subtle of all of the animals, or all of the creation, really. This was the most subtle. You understand? And this beast, in the book of, later on in Genesis 3, they talk about the serpent's seed. They say, I will put enmity between thy seed and the woman's seed. There's a war going on.
Between man and woman.
Not between man and woman. Spiritual. The woman's seed. The woman has, remember you say you saw the statue.
Yeah, yes.
That statue, the black Madonna, always has a little boy in her hand.
Always.
They saw
it three times.
Never a little girl. And it's not because little girls are less than, but little girls grow up to become the black Madonna who has
the child.
You understand? The child is the representation of a black Messiah. Let's be clear. We're not saying, as the church of the black Messiah, Holy Coptic Church of the black Messiah, we're not saying we're looking for one black child. Mm-hmm. We're saying that there's a consciousness that moves through a particular seed, that woman's seed.
I get it. Let me try to get this. Mm-hmm. You're saying that the seed has the qualities of the Ten Commandments that keeps the principle and value of the Most High in them. That means it is a good seed that is not corrupted.
It is a balanced seed.
Balanced seed.
It is a balanced seed. It knows good from evil.
Let me say that.
Mm-hmm.
I watch Game of Thrones,
mm-hmm.
and I watch Jon Snow.
Mm-hmm.
There's something special about him.
Mm-hmm.
When I watch Game of Thrones, he is a special being. Like he balanced.
Right.
You know, like
because they're taking your stories. It's your story.
And
put their image on it and sell it back to you. Just like they take the salt from Managua, send it someplace else, and ship it back to us to sell it to us. No different.
Right. So the seed is more like a balanced seed that can't be corrupted, more like Lot.
It is not that it can't be corrupted. Right. It can be corrupted. However,
it's flesh.
The potential, that's why they say, take this child, take this boy, and take this woman. That's what the angel came to Joseph and said, take them where? He said, take them to Egypt. We know Egypt didn't exist, and so it only could have been saying, take them into Africa.
Africa.
Because if you leave this child in Rome, it's going to be corrupted.
No.
Ah. And our young men and our young women in Rome.
So God sent the angel to tell them move from out of Rome.
Yes.
Because the child stay in Rome, it become corrupted of the ways of the Rome and would not be able to serve
the
purpose that it was designed to.
Come on now.
Yeah, go ahead.
Same thing happened with Abraham before that.
Mm-hmm.
He said, you got to come out of the land of your nativity, Ur of Chaldees, and I'm going to send you to a land. The land that he was sending him to, the Israeli-Palestine region, was the land of Kadmon, and that was the gateway to Africa.
So let's tell the general public, Egypt and all these places they talk about, Iraq, Iran, were all that part of Africa?
All of that is on the actual African plate. They call it a plate. You know, they talk about plate tectonics.
Yes.
If anybody, you can do the Google search and you can look up you can ask, is Israel on the African plate? Or the actual plate of Africa? It's on the actual plate of Africa. That's right. They call it a theory, but any 3-year-old could look at the map and see that all of these countries at one point was fitting together. It looks like a big puzzle. They call it Pangaea at one point, or Ganawa, right? In our records. And the reality of the situation is that we as a people have been divorced. We've been separated from our records, and we've been separated from the knowledge that would allow us to have the morals that we once had. When you say morals, you know what you're just saying? More rules. That's all you're saying?
Yes.
More rules. You understand? And the more rules was based on a law that's personified as a woman called Ma'at. And that's why the very first book of the New Testament, they say Matthew, but in the ancient African, the original books of the Bible, is called Ma'atu. So, it's an African book.
So not only is our name changed from our original name to the surname of our slave masters, mm-hmm. also, what you just spoke about, is the same race.
Yes, they've taken your religion, your economics, your labor, your sex, gender, your education, your law, your war security, your entertainment, and your politics. There's 9 levels of human activity that we have to be committed to in order to rule ourselves again. When we ruled ourselves, we were committed to those 9 things. And so until we get back to being committed to those 9 things, we'll always be ruled by some influencer.
And what are some of those 9 things you could name?
Yeah. So the first one is religion.
Okay.
Is one of our great elders, he's still with us today, Neely Fuller. Mm-hmm. Call him Dr. Neely Fuller. He's on YouTube at least once a week, and he's talking about these realities of a counter code or a counter racism, because racism is oppressing us. So if we're ever going to counter it, we have to have counter racism. Mm-hmm. It doesn't mean you're hating people.
No, we didn't.
It's not about that.
No.
Because there are... I just put something on my page today, a white woman, Jane Elliott. She talks about the racism that's killing us. There's another story.
It is.
It's killing us. But we the only people that don't recognize that there's a war, the same war that was in heaven in Revelation 12.
That's with us.
Where did they say that they sent the devil? When he kicked him out of heaven, he kicked him to earth. So the war continues. And then they made sure you knew that because they said, well, there's going to be enmity between the woman's seed and the serpent's seed. They attacked our religion. Our religion is what binds us to those morals.
Oh, so we are broken now.
That yes.
The essence of the devil is trapping, right? It's getting us because we come far and we move away from what our morals. So
we've taken on warped societal ideas.
Like for instance, we're not saying nothing bad about nobody.
No.
Because I'm a sinner too, right? I have my fault. I might be doing some things in the closet.
We've all been influenced by the man of sin.
On the radio, so voice, let me just say that. So yes. I'm not knocking nobody. I just knock myself.
Mm-hmm.
Like, for instance, you're married,
mm-hmm.
right? And like you say, this could be the European way of marriage when we could have the African way when we could have all wives.
That's correct.
Right? So we get a European way.
Let me say it this way, because people get antsy around this topic. First of all, polygamy is not the word that we ever use. We just call it family. I always ask people, is there a chosen family or a chosen people in the Bible? Do they talk about a chosen people? Yes.
They do. Abraham people.
Abraham people, and more specifically, Israel.
Yes.
Right? Well, the family of Israel, because Jacob's name was changed to Israel. But Jacob had 4 wives. Now, some would say he had 2 wives and 2 handmaidens, but the 12 tribes that come out of those 4 women, they don't distinguish who came from a wife and who came from a handmaiden. Mm. So he had 4 wives, and that's the chosen family.
Mm.
So if that's the chosen family, that must be the template, because that is how we would actually be able to fulfill the first commandment of be fruitful and multiply.
Mm.
You can't do it with just one man and one woman.
Mm-hmm.
One man could impregnate 10 women in 10 days. One woman could have 1 child a year.
Hmm.
Somebody doesn't want the seed of the Most High to populate the planet. So that's why we talk about sex, gender. They control the sex, gender. Oh, no, one man, one woman. We never live like that.
Boy, you saying something good. Because he told Father Abraham, say he would spread the seeds like the stars.
Yes. How was he going to do that? So, he had more than one wife.
So the things you're talking about, you're not talking about the Pacific. Race of people. You're talking about a specific system with a race of people who still enhancing that system from way back that they inherit. Yes. That they keep on going.
Remember, the real and living Messiah, Yahshua Christ, who people call Jesus, he came unto his own.
Mm-hmm.
Now, some people say, yeah, but then his own received him not, and then he took on the Gentiles. He never took on the Gentiles. Mm-hmm. When you go to the book of John chapter 13, he says he loved his own till the end. Mm-hmm. He never stopped loving his own.
Never stopped.
He came for his own. How do we know that he was very keen on who his own people were? Because the very first book of the New Testament starts with the genealogy of Jesus.
Wow, crazy.
It starts with the bloodline. That's what it means when it says you're saved by the blood, not somebody sprinkling blood all over the place. It means you have a link to your parents, your grandparents, your great-grandparents, all the way back to the Most High. So we got to get back. We got to get over this fear. We have a fear of being ourselves. We have a fear of being African. We have a fear of being black because we think it's not professional, or we think that we're not going to be able to get ahead in life if I just simply be myself. That's why you always see us, we wearing our garbs, we got our cruciform on, we living, we're free. We're liberated people as true Christians. And so the reality is, if the person who says that they're not racist, if you truly care about me as a black man, as an African man, then this is my professional attire. I should be able to go on any job and be myself. Wow. I should be able to go anywhere in this country or around this planet if racism is over, and I should be respected as, oh, okay, this man knows his culture.
So the system you're talking about that's designed to stop the population of the race,
mm-hmm.
abortion,
yeah,
right?
Mm-hmm.
That is one.
Mm-hmm.
I'd see, like, beautiful Bahamian or Jamaican females, you know, who are beautiful. They mm-hmm. have their long hair.
Right.
And then all of a sudden, they would just cut it. And then they'd buy some hair from Indianapolis mm-hmm. or Brazil. Mm-hmm. Would come off some other lady private part.
Yeah.
Right? Mm-hmm. And then you would take that and put on your hair. Right. So I'm seeing these things. I mean, let me just say this. I mean, the female is beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
And we as men got to stop encouraging that.
Right. You know,
I'm not saying beat up women, because yeah. women been through enough. I don't beat up women and say, girl, what you got that weave on for? Mm. I just say, boy, I wonder how you would look with your own hair, boy.
Of course, you
would look so beautiful with your own hair. Encourage them.
Right, because
you see what I'm saying?
I look at some footage back in the old days of independence, and you saw where we had ladies dressing elegant. Mm. And the only person who ran wigs were the old grandmothers.
Right.
But the day the old grandmother should be on the beaks. But mm-hmm. today we have young girls age 14, 15, 16, you know, with their nails, fake nails. Mm-hmm. Like I say, I'm not knocking nobody.
No, you're talking about the symptoms of a system or a reality that we're facing. The young men are sagging their pants.
Right.
Right? The young men, because I don't want to just talk about women. The young men are following, again, the role models of pop culture.
Yes.
To the point where we don't want to be men anymore.
No.
We've Neely Fuller talks about this. Dr. Francis Cress Wilson talks about this. He said in the 1970s, there would come a time where men will wear dresses. Absolutely. And they laughed at him then. They laughed at him. And now we live in a day and time where men walking around in dresses. But why are we doing that? We're walking around in dresses because, number one, as a black man, you're a target. It's a game of chess. If you know how to play chess, once the king is gone, the game is over. Checkmate. All right? The reality of the fact that the system emasculates men and promotes the men that are more emasculate causes, and I'm not making excuses for men, but I'm just saying why we see what's happening, like Neely Fuller talked about.
Excuses? You saw the shooting going on, there were excuses. Excuses?
Exactly.
That's reality. That's reality. So
it's safer for us. It's safer for us in the minds of some men to act like a woman than it is to be a man. That's why they get mad at Dave Chappelle. Because he's like, if transgenders was getting killed like black men, you'd be in an uproar. But then you wonder why black men acting like transgenders, because transgender is safer than black men. Again, this is something that racism, white supremacy has at a very subtle level been promoting over and over again, and it's been affecting the generations.
Yeah, like
for years now.
Like they're trying to incorporate and bring a new species and to evolve, and I don't know, man. It's crazy, man.
The book of Psalms says all of the foundations of the earth were out of order. That's where we at right now.
So what I'm saying, when I say everything all mixed up, that's
yes.
what I'm saying.
Yes,
I'm
saying. Psalms 82.
I say this is all mixed right
yeah.
up.
Yeah.
You know, so it seems to me like when we talk about the wokeness of that Roman culture back in the day,
mm-hmm.
it seems like we are starting to inherit it here in the country. What I mean, like,
you know what's interesting about the word vulgar?
Yeah.
People think the word vulgar only means cursing or mm-hmm. nudity. The word vulgar means to be common.
Common.
to be like everybody else.
Wow.
That's what the word
that's what Walga is.
That's what it means.
So that's one. So Walga means to be like everyone is.
So when you, if all you're trying to do is be like pop culture, you live in Walga. You live in a Walga life.
That's what. Oh man, that's crazy. That's dangerous.
Because if you were living like the prophets and if you were living like the Messiah, you wouldn't be like everybody else.
Yeah, you know, because like I look at some of these ladies, they're beautiful, and I see nothing missing off them. Mm-hmm. But some of them are wearing short skirts. For no particular reason,
no, nice. It's for a reason because I ain't want the attention.
Then they show they are.
They're showing their everything. Part,
but you're done beautiful, and then you cut your hair, and then you got wigs on. And then you go bleach your skin and take out all the melanin. Oh, then you look and get skin cancer.
When you talk about melanin, people say, "Oh, that's just color," or "Why are you talking about that? You're a racist." I am a racist. I am one who study the races. A person who studies the piano is a pianist. A person who studies pharmaceuticals is a pharmacist, et cetera, et cetera. So I'm not a bigot. I'm not one who promotes hate, but I will know the difference between my body and someone else's body because I'll study the biology of it. Mm-hmm. I know I'm not colored because I was born this way.
Now, the difference in character. You know, I was watching the Duchess and the Duke.
Right.
We're here in the country.
Mm-hmm.
And if you watch how exquisite Lady Pendleton was dressed. Right. And you watch how the Prime Minister's wife, Mrs. Davis, was dressed.
Mm-hmm.
And you saw how the dress was, like how a woman's supposed to dress. Now
let me just take a pin there. I saw, and no disrespect to any of them.
Go ahead.
I saw a group of people mimicking who they thought they should be like.
Oh, and she came with a different dress.
Yeah.
I saw she come with simple.
Yeah.
So say that again.
I saw a group of people mimicking
how the Duchess would dress.
Who they think they should be like.
Yes, that's right. Yes.
Because elegant in our African tradition would have been African gods.
Yes, yes. I'm getting it. So, yes.
No disrespect to any of them.
Yes, yes.
And they were beautiful.
Right.
But the point I'm making
is. They're manipulated also.
Yes. We've become little Englishmen.
Yes. I understand. Even though it is elegant, it is still not our natural.
Right. We taught them how to dress.
Yes. Yeah. We did.
We taught the queen. Because the queen and the duchess and the duke and all of these different names. Yes. What allows people to see them as royal are all of the things that they stole out of Africa.
Yes. Yes.
And sit on to make themselves look like royal. There's no gold in their country.
No.
There's no diamonds and rubies in their country. They got their resources. Coal.
Yeah.
C-O-A-L, coal. Yeah. That's what they could, if they really was utilizing their own resources, she'd be sitting on a lump of coal.
Right.
Right? No disrespect again, but this is the reality of the situation. Right. So when we see our leaders, see, it's a difference between leading blocks and block leaders. Mm. Again, I've never been the prime minister. I've never been in the House of Parliament. Mm. I don't know what they go through. So I never knock them for doing what they do. I don't know what it is to be in that seat. So I ain't knocking them. You understand? But the system that we are part of provides space or room for leading blocks.
Yes.
This is the person we want you to follow and be like.
Yes.
As opposed to a block leader that's saying, we going to have a basketball tournament in this community for 3 weeks, and I ain't got no money, and I ain't know we can do it, but bam, you did it.
Yes.
That's a leader.
Yes.
As opposed to a leading block, as opposed to, that's a block leader as opposed to a leading block.
Yeah.
Because you got on the ground and you did something that went against the grain. You put the commitment into our children.
Yes.
And our children are the future. I mean, people are singing Whitney Houston song all the time. But the reality of the situation, my brother, is if we ain't taking the opportunity to do these type of things, a lot of people talk about sin as if it's only what you do.
What you do.
No, you're going to be judged for what you didn't do as well.
Yes.
Did you spend time with the children? Did you go down to the school and read? A lot of the crime could be solved.
Yes.
If people just know each other.
Yeah.
If we just know each other, if you just have enough things going on where people just know each other, I think it's hard to hurt somebody who I know.
Listen, brother, you speaking truth. You remember the young man I told you had the altercation on the park? Where he, you know, that same night, the Miami Heat and Haslam. Mm-hmm. And Jimmy Butler went at it. Okay. But they had a little tussle, right. back and forth.
Yeah.
The same night, that's the same night the little tussle happened. But it was no back and forth. Just a little row between him and Tiny.
Right.
Come to find out, what you say is so powerful.
Hmm.
I'm seeing this young gentleman from he's 13, 14. He was freaking the area. He got brought in the neighborhood by two friends, and they invited him to come play in the tournament many, many years ago, but right. Now he's part of the community.
Right.
And he acted out of character, but like I told you, the community residents, the young guys, put him in place, right? And then worked out fine. You believe I was on the sideline, and then someone said, Scoochie, you know who he is? I said, who he is?
Right.
He say, Rasta, who live on Lewis Street, right? Who's come down there to you, who's be sitting on you when you come in town.
Right.
That's his daddy.
Boom.
I say, what?
See that?
I say, hold on, you got to be joking. He say, Rasta? Say, you that talking to them?
Right.
Say, Rasta?
And you know his daddy.
Me and his, every time his daddy come to Lewis Street, he come to see me to Lewis Street. Once he in the vicinity, because he respect me, be cool. Right. That's my boy.
Right.
And see that his son, who I talking to, back and forth one or two times, come to find out, that's his son.
Right.
When I tell him that, he started laughing. Guess what? That was the end of that.
Boom.
That changed everything.
Finish.
I said, well, you? I said, well, you better shape up.
Yes.
I said, you see that? My daddy is my boy. But you he when smile come on his face like this, he say, how you know that?
Yeah.
I said, KK, just tell me that down there. You see that?
See that? That's community, though.
Yes.
That's community.
Yes, you're right.
See what I'm saying? And so we those type of initiatives, we have another initiative June 25th.
Uh-huh.
We're working out the details right now. But we want, and I need your help, because I want to bring teams together. We want to do the egg and the spoon race. We
want
to do the three-legged race.
All
we
want
to do different things. We want to bring church teams and bring community teams together so people could start interacting with each other.
We have to.
Like we used to.
It was important. The 3 weeks tournament proved that.
Yes.
It proved that. It proved that.
Yes.
That was the best experience I had in a long time. I told you I learned some new things.
Yes.
I learned a lot. I've been doing it for 23, 24 years. And I said, I learned some new things at the tournament. Because I had to do nothing this time.
Right.
Besides going to Mike once in a while.
Yeah.
Because I was on the side. I was drinking all night.
You're like, the work is done.
Yes, boy. I've been drinking Sky Dew, gin and coconut water all night.
The work is done. Y'all have fun.
Y'all have fun. Because I say, you get everything covered.
Yeah.
Everything free. So that's why I give thanks, for going out there and asking for sponsors. Was able to help form.
Powerful.
Lanahan Bahamas now is assisting me and the community and assisting other communities.
Yes.
You know, so that's how crazy it is.
Yeah.
I call the producer, so out the studio for a few seconds. He should be back in a minute or two. And then we let you get
And off. That event on June 25th is International Culture Day. We do it every year. We didn't do it because of COVID the past 2 years, but normally we would do it in Baytown. Like I said, the church was burned down, so we're going to find another location.
Yeah.
But we're going to have all of those events, face painting. We're going to have the Bouncy Castle, speakers, et cetera. And I say speakers, people who are going to be speaking. And again, it's another opportunity. I know another group that I work with sometime. It's going to be doing African Liberation Day sometime in May. So all of these different things, if we, like we say, if we could have events every month in this country dedicated to community, it makes it harder for people to say, all right, today I can pick up a gun and I can shoot this bayad off. It's harder to do. I ain't saying it would stop it, but it's harder to do it.
Listen, that basketball tournament was a test.
Yeah.
Right? That was like a pilot project.
Mm-hmm.
Right? And what I saw, everything you're saying actually happened. Because I tell you, I met parents
for
the first time. And then everyone started communicating. You need to see how everyone started talking to one another.
Exactly.
The Mason Edition crew, I tell you, they did a fantastic job. Because even though they got beat in the semifinals of the basketball tournament, I thought they wasn't coming out the very next night.
Right.
When I looked, the park full again with Mason people just to come and show their support.
Yes.
Because at the end of the day, they saw where the community was protecting them.
Yes.
Remember they said the guys was talking and the one who formed the community, telling them, hey man, brother, they hope, they guess.
That's right.
You can't do that.
No.
Who you gonna play against?
Right.
Huh? Exactly. Who you gonna play against? Exactly. You can't be your
can't run your competition. Exactly.
They competition, they family.
Yes.
So let's pull the community together and you need to see the love, man. There's so much love, man. You know,
and see that's why we have to study this phenomena of attacking each other. This is a mentality that we have, and it's misplaced anger.
Yes.
That's what we're going to be doing on May 7th with the whole mental awareness and understanding what's going on in our mind. You know, when we talk about liberation ain't just go on Facebook, type something and say free. It's about changing your life to in a way that allows for you to live and not survive. We surviving right now.
That's what happened to our generation now.
Yes.
Listen, I want to tell this to the leaders of this country. every Bahamian right now is in survival mode.
Survival mode.
They ain't to no God. They ain't to no Jesus. Only those who are strong believers and that who still has that. Now, I'm not knocking on that.
Right.
But I'm telling you, this time right now, everyone is in survival mode.
I brought up a verse.
Go ahead.
Jeremiah 23:1. It says, woe be unto the pastors that destroy and scatter the sheep of my pasture, saith the Lord. Therefore, verse 2, saith the Lord God of Israel, against the pastors that feed my people, ye have scattered my flock and driven them away and have not visited them. Behold, I will visit upon you the evil of your doing, saith
the
Lord.
Hold that right, though.
This ain't me.
Listen, we Rachel talking these things.
And it's right here.
You see our words true?
Yes.
You see?
You just said it.
I just said these things.
It's right here.
Boy, listen, I can see these things. I tell you, I sit down in the park and I sit around the community because I still hang out with people. See, yes. I was that age, but now I'm with a different generation. Yes. I sit down and I talk with them.
Mm-hmm.
And some of them some serious guys.
Yes.
Some of them are, but listen to me. Y'all don't believe this. We get some dangerous young men in this country.
Yes.
Y'all better listen to me, you know.
But let me tell you what those dangerous young men were supposed to be for. They were the army of the Most High that was sent here to fight the devil.
Mm, protect the evildoers who come though.
To protect the children of the Most High.
Right.
But the devil found a way to create a system to turn those people against the children of the Most High.
Turn them against ourselves.
Yes. But they, a violent person, violence ain't a bad thing in the right circumstance. If you protecting your family and if you protecting yourself, violence is necessary.
That's what I'm for.
That's what it's
a
for.
A snake coming in the house.
You got to deal with that.
You know, or...
A two-legged or a no-legged snake.
Or a no-legged snake.
You got to deal with that.
You got to deal with your family.
So we got to give these young brothers purpose.
Because that person who comes to put harm to you, they are of the devil. You're talking about that seed.
That adverse force.
See, you're talking about that seed.
That's right.
That devil's seed when it comes to... conquer, and kill, and
destroy.
And destroy.
That's
so
right.
That's the person who come to rob you to your home. So you have to be able to have the spirit.
So these young men, like you said, we got some dangerous young men. We got to point them in the right direction.
Yes.
I'm not saying to attack anybody, but to understand, your job is defense.
Right.
Your job is like the beehive. If you touch the beehive, the bee is on you. If you walk past the beehive, bees ain't going to bother you, man.
Yes.
But you put your finger in there and see what happens.
Yeah, we're talking real stuff.
Yeah.
And you read the scriptures. And I just said that. Listen why I'm saying that.
Yeah.
I scared. Mm. I scared for me. You know? Let me tell you why I scared for me. God built me for this.
Right.
All I shooting, when I tell you I go to all the people try to kill me. Listen, I don't think no one in Nassau get shot at more time than me in this country.
Wow.
I don't think nobody.
Wow.
And from the type of serious guys.
Right.
Right? I'm serious. Right. I'm talking about serious top guys. Some of them even topper than me.
Wow.
But I just was a guy who was in problem. I like to fight, I like violence, and every time
misguided.
I was going to run for me.
But look what happened.
Yes.
You found the guidance.
Yes.
And you found the path.
Yes.
Now look what you're doing.
Yes.
You helping that next generation.
Yes.
The ones who's going to be Scrooge 2.0.
Yes.
You got them on the guard playing ball now.
Yes. Because I learned something, sitting down talking to this generation now, I see that they want to do better, but they have no sense of direction.
Right.
You know, because there's nothing for them here, like no industry, no future to say, look, I'm gonna be a fridge technician, or I'm gonna
pick up
own a tennis store, or you know, this is what I'm working towards, and they can't find it out because it non-exists.
Yes, they can tell you, well, you did something 5 years ago, and your police record ain't clean, so we can throw you away. We throw away people.
It's crazy.
You understand? Instead of embracing them.
It's crazy.
You know what I mean?
The producer, he was in here a minute ago. He just left the conversation. Yeah. He just stepped in. Sorry again, Carla.
Yeah.
He just let us talk.
Yeah.
So, Uncle,
mm-hmm.
you know, with all this, I want to say this to all the pastors. Mm-hmm. I want to say this to the Christian Council. Mm-hmm. I want to say this to pastors who are also doing outreach. Mm-hmm. Those who are doing outreach, I want to say, you know, you guys who are doing outreach programs, I want you to keep it up.
Yeah.
I didn't even push you in harder now.
Mm-hmm.
Because I'm saying this to you guys out there who are in the church. The word of God and the word of Jesus is no longer reaching those people in the inner city community in Nassau Lodge.
Because they need the true word.
They
need the original message of the Messiah, Yahshua Christ. If you call him Jesus 2,000 years ago, he wouldn't know who he was talking about.
So
we got to get back to this African Messiah.
That's why I always say that. So what is... See, let me explain this. This is what I ask God for, knowledge, wisdom, and understanding. So when I talk about the last title name, like High as a Brand, and that going down for my slave master's name, I was saying to people, that when Christ was born at the same time, they gave him a Roman name, which is Jesus. But his original name and his original language, what it was?
Yahshua.
Yeah. I told him this. I said, see, we got to go by the people who live in that time. Right. Even though they were conquered, that don't mean they didn't still have a life and they had a language. So when the Romans them said, no, under our law, we're going to name him Jesus. Mm-hmm. But in the whatever language we were speaking, they say in here, it's Yahshua.
Right.
So we keep it. We kept it like that.
Because hallowed be thy name. See, that name got to stay hallowed.
Yes.
Got to stay holy. Got to stay pure. Got to stay undiluted. If you call in the name of Jesus, you call in Jupiter and Zeus, Jah-Zeus.
That's
you
right.
Calling on the ancestors.
These are the pagans and stuff.
Yes, you calling on the names of the beast. People don't want to hear that, but that's why it's not reaching. See, anyone born after 1970, there's something different about us. Because that 1970 was the beginning of what's called the first half hour. The book of Revelation chapter 8 said there was silence for the space of half an hour. And those of us born after 1970, and I ain't saying people born before that ain't of God. I'm just saying that there were those of us who were born after 1970 during this first half hour. Right now we're in the second half hour. Because from 1970 to the year 2000 was the first half hour. From the year 2000 to the year 2030 is the second half hour.
Wow.
We're in the second half hour. And in this day and time, Scripture says there will come a time where I won't speak parables anymore. I will just tell you like it is. Wow. Because remember, Yahshua didn't get to finish his message. He says, better that I go. I have many things to tell you, but you cannot bear it now. Now it's the time you're going to have to bear it. His name wasn't Jesus. His name wasn't Christ. John chapter 1, verse 41 talks about this Messiah who's being interpreted to Christ. So somebody was interpreting the name as opposed to leaving it hallowed as Messa. This word Messa means to wipe clean. Those who receive this Coptic rite of baptism, this original baptism, we were all called messiahs. But there was one who led this spirit called the Kares spirit, the Ka, the divine African spirit, the Ras, the head, the one who was at the head of this consciousness. He was the Kares of his generation. His name was Tut-Ankh-Amun. Toddler.
Toddler.
So a child.
All right.
A child.
I see.
Tut-Ankh, the key, the child that holds the key to Amun, the Most High. They call him the Amen in the book of Revelation chapter 3, verse 14. They call who people are calling Jesus today. They call his name Amen. Now, when you end the prayer, how do people end the prayer? In Jesus' name, what?
Amen.
So what's his name? Now is the time where we must explain what the scriptures were always trying to tell us.
Yeah.
And anyone who is not doing that is scattering the sheep and woe be unto them.
So right now, the rejection going on with society now, especially with this generation now,
people want truth.
They scattering the sheep.
They want truth.
And they want
the truth will make you free. If you keep telling, you imagine you bring me a fan, you say, but this fan gonna make your house cool. You know, you turn on the fan never turn on. You don't want that. You want the house cool. We got to give back things that ain't working for us.
So, they say nothing lasts forever. Wally, we can take this call, if we could. Caller, you get lucky. You just reach in. We can take this one call.
Yeah.
Good afternoon, Scoozy. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. You get on.
Hey, and go.
52, what do you say?
Yeah, listen, man. You know, this is a conscious thing there, but a quick input here. So in short, the enemy has become the deity.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so we're looking at the Serapis looking Jesus, right? With the sun in the background, but yet still his skin white.
Mm-hmm.
So they're planted in the psyche, in the subconscious. Now, I wanted you to comment because, you know, last week I was mentioning a couple of times the fact that Abraham had eight sons, but only the seeds of Jacob you hear about. And I think Ishmael is briefly mentioned to Muhammad, right?
Mm-hmm.
So I was wondering if racism in the Bible, or that's adulteration. Oh. And then I see where, you know, of the narrative, there would be a great evil come out of the north, right?
Mm-hmm.
And you know of the narrative that I would send a fire to destroy Magog, Mygog, right?
Mm-hmm.
So just explain me Mygog is so they would know. And then I just Proverbs chapter 31, verse 3-5, envy not thy oppressor in the ways of the heathen. And so also, we have here this portion that I thought was a part of racism. That's why I believe it's adulterated or embellished to suit their narrative. For whatever man he may be, he have a blemish, blind or flattened noses, et cetera. I don't know. I can't remember it word for word, right?
Mm-hmm.
But that seems to suggest to the people, you know, the Bible can be used as a proof text or anything to exclude us, but they don't know that Africans were diversified, flattened nose, sharp noses, big lips, small lips, et cetera, because we're the one who really put the beauty in Europeanism. But also, juxtapose, you know the Greek philosophy, you got Cronus, right?
Yes.
Cronus. Mm-hmm. Explain to them how that is linked to Satan, Ilya, and Santa Claus, and Cronus fed time, and he ate the children and drank their blood. Yeah, but most people don't understand how they twist the European history around on us. That's why they wouldn't return our papyruses and antiquities, man. That should be a great part of reparation.
Yes.
All right?
Yes.
And I'm gonna leave this for Scoozy. Scoozy, you know what I just learned a couple of weeks ago?
What you like?
That the Reparations Committee, that's why I tell you Knowledge and Motion, like Dr. Gilbert Morris said, the Reparations Committee might want to take this. The in Britain, instead of compensating, and they take Malkisha Park or whatever was coming on V1. I can't remember the name right now. But World is One. It takes them to reveal that the British compensated the slave owners after they passed the Abolition Act for the loss of slaves.
That's right.
And then, so instead of compensating the slaves, but that's only, they abolished the slave trade first, and then the slave... slavery is supposed to be abolished subsequently. Have a good day.
Yes, okay. He threw a lot at us.
He's knowledgeable.
Yeah.
Very knowledgeable.
Yeah, yeah. What I wanted to say, he mentioned one thing that stuck out. He talked about Cronus, right? And when you go, we got to study and understand Greek mythology, all right? The father of Cronus is Chaos.
This is I see the game.
Yeah, understand?
I see it.
And Cronus... When you say Cronus, the word Cronus gives way to chronological or time. So what they have done is they have interfered with time and our understanding of time. If you were to simply Google the books of the Bible in the year that they were written, you would find they're out of order. It doesn't go from Genesis to Revelation the way that they... So someone has interfered with time. This is why the scriptures aren't reaching the youth. This is why the scriptures aren't reaching even adults today.
Yeah.
Because we see that it's not working in the format that they've given it to us. I'm not saying there's something wrong with the Bible. I'm saying put it in the right sequence.
Yeah.
Now, how do you do that? You must have a guide. We cannot have a leaderless revolution. We must have a guide. Within the Holy Coptic Church, it's our Basesh, Haru Hotep Ta, the man Gabriel, is talked about in Daniel 9:21.
Mm-hmm.
In the Nation of Islam, it's Elijah Muhammad. In the Moorish Science Temple, they have their. There's always somebody that's guiding the process. In your community works, you spearhead that. You cannot have a leaderless revolution. You gotta have order in the house.
So
right?
We point in this direction by this leader.
Not by the leader, no, but by scripture.
By the scripture. Yeah, the leader follows the scripture.
Yes, the leader follows the scripture. And like Dr. Miles Monroe say, leaders don't look for followers. Followers look for good leaders.
Yes, yes. And people will come to you, resonate to you. People will come
because they will follow.
That's exactly what happened to me.
Exactly. And so you need to have an original scripture. But
yes.
How do you get to the original scripture? Language is key. You got it. So as a teaching church, we encourage people to come on Zoom. We have Zoom teachings every Tuesday, Wednesday, Sunday. We're going to have our temporary space that we're going to be utilizing starting Easter Sunday. So look out for that. But as a teaching church, for those who need it the way that we're teaching it and who can receive it this way, the Holy Coptic Church of the Black Messiah is here.
All right.
Mm-hmm.
And there's some truth when you talk about your Black Messiah. Because I tell anyone, I challenge any pastor with any crop they want to see concerning the coloration of the Christ.
Yeah.
Go to Ukraine. I saw it nationally. Go to the Vatican City, you would see these tins with the black. Not a white statue with on the churches here in the Commonwealth of the Bahamas.
No.
All right?
No.
They have the real thing.
That's
and that represents our color. Now, we're not saying this about racism. This is about saying the truth.
The truth.
You want the truth.
Exactly.
Because the truth sets you free.
That's right.
And right now, a lot of us are corrupted. Could you imagine if we knew Samson was a black man?
Exactly.
He was a black man. They said, it's locks.
Yes.
But the book got him as a white man.
Right. Right.
You see what I'm saying? Moses, the same thing.
Exactly.
John the Baptist, the same thing.
Right. Right.
Now, there were white men who were prophets also, so we want to see them too.
But those white men were prophets to their people. They weren't prophets to us. They were prophets to their people.
To their belief, and they used the Christianity, what's supposed to be for everyone, for their benefit, to use it to manipulate.
If they had only used it amongst their people, no problem with
that.
But the fact that they destroyed that which was put in our context, that's where the problem begins.
Yeah.
You see what I'm saying?
So, that's why I said about the church. I watch your history to the wars.
Mm-hmm.
The Pope kisses the bomb.
Yes, they do that.
Right? Now, how could a man of God...
Right.
Tell me something. Mm-hmm. And this is what the Roman Catholic Church is serving.
Mm-hmm.
Think about this. Mm-hmm. And then we see all the atrocity. And we are not talking about... This is news to the world.
Yeah, it's there.
We see the atrocities and liable fines, totaling millions and millions of dollars of fining the archbishops and priests, molestation, we're fining in the nuns, they're fining dead babies
in the hundreds,
and there's more allegations against many Vatican priests and priests around the world who violated young boys, sexual assault, and all these have been settled in by agreements.
Yeah.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
So we're seeing all these things. So something has to be completely wrong with the system, because the system we serve, the system that many of the churches serve today, serve the same Roman Catholic Church that crucified the same prophet that they're talking about in the Bible. So this is why I'm trying to figure what's going on here.
It's called Dr. Claude Anderson. He speaks about inappropriate behavior. We as a people are the only people who our instincts no longer function the way it should. Let me tell you what I mean. If you had a dog and every day you open the dog, you kick the dog, how much days you think you'd have to kick that dog before that dog stopped coming to the door? Maybe one or two.
Yes.
Right? But yeah, we the people who keep coming to the door and keep getting kicked. So our instincts are not where they should be. So now we've moved below instinct and we're going to programming.
Let's accept it.
We just program now.
And deny the truth.
You're supposed to get kicked. You're supposed to go to the door and get kicked. You don't get kicked? Boy, you don't know real this. You're supposed to get kicked. So we program now. But then the youth are saying, I ain't did that, man. I ain't getting kicked. This is going on now.
Mm-hmm.
We watch our mommy get kicked, our daddy get kicked, our grandma get kicked. I ain't getting kicked, bro. I ain't into that.
So that's why Christmas dying out. That's why
people want to know.
Dying out, all these Halloween dying out, all these stuff dying out.
You got to get back to the true meaning of
all it. All the false belief now getting dying out. They wonder what happened, you know.
Because it wasn't here from the beginning, so it can't be here and then.
You see? That's true. Say one, the general public know we're talking true words.
Yes.
Isn't Christmas dying out?
Mm-hmm.
Isn't Easter dying out? Isn't Palm Sunday dying out? Isn't all these things that are pagan dying out? And these things are not supposed to be
a part of us.
But what
also is happening is the reality of it is coming in.
It's coming in. And
so now we know what Fisak Shomo is, which is original Passover, which is where Easter comes from.
Right.
We know what Hanukkah is. Mm. We sing the 12 days of Christmas, but we only celebrate one.
All right.
Why? Because we don't understand the original 12 days, Hanukkah, from December 21st to January 1st. That's why we had the celebration. So the Holy Coptic Church of the Black Messiah, we're bringing the true meaning of these things back to our people for those who need it the way that is being taught.
And in history, you're talking the real truth, because I read up on these things what you're talking about.
Yeah.
You know, and I read, you know.
Yeah.
So, and another thing I want to hide on, it's the proof you're talking truth. The Sabbath's supposed to be on Saturday, but the church is celebrated on Sunday, and government and Constantine make that to defy the original.
And in their language, when they say Saturday, they're saying Sabado, Sabbath.
And what that means?
Sabbath.
I mean, that's Sabbath. Yeah. And the Father tells us to keep that holy. But why do we celebrate it here on Sunday on the church and it's accepted that all of this against the Bible?
Mm-hmm.
Because this is in the Bible. Because God tells you keep the Sabbath holy.
Yes.
Pastors and churches preaching this, but yet still they celebrate it. They having this thing on Sunday.
So we, and I agree with you. So, Saturday, Friday evening to Saturday evening, that's when we observe the Shabbat, we call it.
Uh-huh.
Sunday we worship because Sunday is the first day of the week.
Mm-hmm.
But on the Sabbath we light our candles, we have our challah bread, we have our ritual meals. We do that every Friday, like tonight. When I get home, my wife had already lit the candles. The challah bread is already there. I go home for my Shabbat meal, right? And Sunday, we'll have our service because that's the first day of the week.
So y'all living the
original
way.
And originally, we also did something on Friday as well because they say the Muslims meet on Friday. Mm-hmm. So what they did was they separated an original religion, and they made it into Judaism, Christianity, and Islam. But all three of these religions were originally one.
Yes. All them came from the original. I read on that.
Yes.
I read all them came after our original
religion. So we, in keeping the Sabbath holy, we actually observed on Friday, Saturday and Sunday, things that we did.
Just keeping that seed, that good seed you're talking about, the principle.
Yes, the seed of the woman.
Right.
The principle. Yes.
And you see, we're broken here in the country.
Mm-hmm.
We're even broken and say, when we go to the church, they say, no graven images. I went to a certain church.
Right.
And they say, no graven images. And they read in the Bible. But when I go, they give you Holy Communion, bow down. You go get your Holy Communion. They give you bread and wine. But in there, they have some winged angels in the church.
Right. But let's be clear. Graven image. It didn't say no image.
Yeah, graven images.
What is a graven image? An image from the grave.
Right.
An image of dead people.
So,
an image of other than self and kind. That's what it's talking about.
But this is in the book that everyone is reading.
Right.
But they're going to a church where they have these things.
Right.
They're sitting on and say they get forgiveness to go back and do sin again. They come on Sunday. Mm-hmm. They go and get their wine and give their communion.
Because we're confused. As a people, we are following the ways of the Greco-Romans. We're following the ways of the Pale Arab. We're following the ways of other than self and kind. We don't follow people who look like us. And when I say follow, I don't mean run behind. I mean listen to. Mm-hmm. I'm not saying come follow Dr. Enias or come follow Cahoon. I'm saying there's a scripture you need to read.
Because this is in the book. So yes. I'm only knocking the truth.
Yes.
I see these things.
Yes.
That's why I say we need to get it right because they say...
You got to get it right.
The images, but we have it in church.
See, the winged angels, they were on the Ark of the Covenant.
Right.
So you know the Most High wasn't against images.
Right.
But it's what the images have been made into.
Okay.
That's what he was talking about. They was like, no, we don't want the pale one.
Right.
We want the one with like burnt brass.
Yes.
That's the one you're supposed to have up.
Yes. Yeah.
That's what they were saying.
So that's what I'm talking about right there. So we could see we're reading one thing, we're preaching one thing, but we're doing the opposite.
Right.
And we have, that is true. There's no pastor could say I'm wrong for what I'm saying.
No, you're absolutely correct.
The white Jesus on the church.
Right.
The Sabbath
that's
supposed to be Sabbath.
That's the image of the beast.
That's the image of the beast on the church. But they serve that.
Yes.
They preach about that, but then they read the book and they talk about Christ was bronze and all this. So
that's confusion. That goes right back to Chronos and chaos.
Yes.
And
yes.
So you got chaos, you got Chronos, and then the father of Chronos is Zeus.
Yes.
Yeah, Zeus.
So we better take a real good look at ourselves and start to listen with some of the stuff you got to say.
Yeah.
Because I think what you're saying and what I'm saying, I did my research. I asked God for knowledge, wisdom, and understanding, and I ain't going to let no one trick me.
Yes. And that's why your endeavors are successful.
Yes. Yes.
And you got to stay on that path.
I show you some points that I know is wrong that the church is doing here in the country.
Mm-hmm.
They're serving, what do we call it on the church? The white thing up? That's Satan?
Yeah.
That's Satan.
That's the image of the beast.
Right, because
the beast man of sin.
And then if you look in Ukraine,
they're telling you worship it, but they ain't worshiping it.
You look in Ukraine, in the Orthodox Church, which just won the war, you would see what they're serving. If you look in the Vatican City, you would see what they're serving and worshiping. And we here in the country serving.
They know the black woman is a goddess. They know the black man is a god.
Yes.
I didn't say the Most High.
Yes.
We are children of the Most High, as Psalm 82, verse 6 talks about. All of you are gods and you're children of the Most High, but you will die like men. If you forget who you are, you'll die like a man.
Wow.
That's what's taking place. That's Psalms 82. That ain't me.
Yes. You read it.
Jeremiah 23 is right there. Woe be unto the pastors who scatter in my sheep.
And that's what's happening now.
Because they're taking the doctrine of the Greco-Romans and teaching these people things that are not in the original language. You can't keep saying names and keep teaching doctrine that's not the original doctrine and expect the people to come together. People are going to be scattered. That's what's going on.
That's what's going on.
Yes.
That's why the thing with Jesus and God is not reaching. No, Moses and Noah and all the crap.
Because the younger people, you know what they have now? You see these little phones in their hand?
Yeah, that's they do.
See, when I talk to children, they don't want to talk necessarily about Jesus and God, but they want to know who Yahshua was. They want to know who, what's this book of Ma'at? What's this? What's that?
Right.
They're very inquisitive. But the people who don't understand it would just say, you know, that's pagan, put that down, you need to go pray. Then they're saying, no, I have a question. Matthew 7, verse 7 say, ask and it shall be given unto you. Seek and you shall find. Knock and the door shall be opened unto you. So why when we asking, you ain't giving it to us?
Yes.
Either you know. If you don't know, come off the pulpit.
Well, let me say this to the church leaders in this country. The Christian Council, there's churches who are doing great works.
Yeah.
Community
Definitely.
Development.
Definitely. I don't knock pastors. And I just tell you what the Bible say.
Yes, yes.
I respect all of the pastors who are out there doing their best. I'm no judge of any of you.
No.
I'm no judge of any church. No. So I, as much as I can, I assist where I can, in whatever capacity I can.
You're assisting.
Yes.
We talk truth tonight.
Yes.
I Fox.
Yes.
We have Fox. We got the white,
Jesus,
we got the white devil on the church.
With Dr. Carlos Reed, yes, and Henry Higgins, Pastor Henry Higgins, and others. And when I have the time to do so, I've been in the community of Bayonetown now as a church, as a community. We've been there from 2010. We've assisted where we can assist. And so, my brother, you keep doing what you're doing. I want to encourage people to go to journeyhomegroup.com, where you can find out more about the Holy Coptic Church of the Black Messiah. You can reach out to our local branch at 426-1148. That's 426-1148. Again, my name is Pastor Dr. Cleveland W. Enius III, also known as Calhoun Ankusara. I am the priest of the Holy Coptic Church of the Black Messiah Bahamas branch, and we are under the auspices of the Holy Coptic Church International, led by our Basesh Haruhotep Ta, also known as the Rev. Dr. A.J. Varma. I appreciate you bringing on this show, my brother.
Let me add this one.
Go ahead.
I want to say this. Wally's going to give me this 1 second. The oldest Orthodox church in the world is in Ethiopia. The only place never get conquered by the European. Okay? The second oldest Orthodox church in the world is in Russia. Mm-hmm. And if you look at both of these churches, you'll see the black Madonna with a black Christ in these holy places.
And let me just say this. The Orthodox, and I agree with you, is the first church after the original church.
That's why I know. That's why I said it. That's what people say. I do my
that
research. That's why
Kanisa.
I said it.
Yeah, that original African Kanisa,
right,
was before even the Orthodox Ethiopian church.
There you go.
So, no disrespect to that,
yes,
but that's just the reality.
And the only thing I pinpointed in it,
yes,
is how it helped the black figure.
It's there.
And the black Madonna. It's and a lot of black prophets.
Yes.
In there. So, yes, that just show you the people who we say tricked us and brainwashed us. They're serving the original.
That's right.
Why is we here in the country?
They trick you on your glory.
The wrong. And that's why we're not sharing,
that's right,
real Christianity. You know what Christianity is?
Mm.
Showing love.
That's right.
Understanding.
Mm-hmm.
And never leaving a brother or sister.
That's right.
To fall weak to the essence of the devil.
Love
who is trapping us.
That's right.
And if we break them down in society by not providing them with education,
mm-hmm,
why don't the best?
Throw them away.
And we throw them away.
Stop throwing
the
them
devil
away.
Gets them.
Yes.
And this leads
and
to
turn them on us.
And turns them on us.
Yes.
Because he is trapping us.
Mm-hmm.
And if we don't threaten the young females, if you don't threaten the young kids, if you don't threaten the future generation, yes, of this country to
and
resist
when they
the
say he's trapped in the earth, remember when they say in Genesis 2 that he took the dust and he breathed into it. When it says it's trapped in the earth, trapped in us.
Yes.
We gotta have a self-exorcism to get the devil out of us.
Monroe said he needs a dead body.
Yes.
And I want to close on this.
Yes, my brother.
I want to close on this. The late, great Billy Graham stated this.
That's right. I heard it.
That the man who carried the cross with Jesus, mm-hmm, was a black man.
That's right.
He wasn't a white man.
And he said Jesus belonged to Africa.
And
he
Jesus belonged to Africa.
He did say that.
Billy Graham said that.
Yes, he did.
The late, great Billy. I see. That's why I had you on this show.
Yes.
And he said the man who carried the cross,
mm-hmm, Simon of Cyrene,
was a black man.
Mm-hmm.
And you know why he speckled to carry the cross? Because Jesus himself was a black man.
That's right. Billy Graham said that. That's correct.
So, church, show love. Get out your four walls. Preach the real name of Christ. Okay?
Yes.
Show love. You know, hospitality. We need a church to be out there. Okay? So we call out the church. Go in your community. Look for the less fortunate. Look for those young ladies who you see hanging on the street. Look for those young boys on these highways and byways. Talk to them. Bring them in your wings. They don't have to come to the church. Do some community events on the park.
Mm-hmm.
Get to meet them. You know, there are millionaires and thousandaires and a lot of people with connection in the churches.
Yes.
You know, stop watching the denomination. Stop watching the Baptists. Stop, mm-hmm, watching Anglican. Just go there and do what God say to do.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
Go there and just be an uplifting to a brother or a sister that will need you. Okay? And in closing, I want to say thank you, sir.
Hey,
you did a wonderful
it.
Job Master. Coming in this, on the, yes, show. And I sure, we told the truth. We had Fox.
Yes.
You can't challenge us,
no,
because the Fox are there. You can't challenge the church,
that's
the
right,
white church with the white Jesus.
That's right.
You can't challenge the Sabbath,
right,
when we celebrate it on Sunday.
Mm-hmm.
All right?
Mm-hmm.
Just want to close it on that.
Yeah,
and I want to say thanks to my sponsors, Drifters, for sponsoring Inside the Inner City. And to all those who listen tonight, this is not a talk on the church. This is some truth we're talking because we ourselves are
I got to send out a shout out to a little friend I met today, Troy. Troy, I don't know if you're listening, but you and your Grammy, he goes to Catherine International Academy in Dillamas, can shout him out today. So, Troy, big shout out to you and your Grammy from the Holy Coptic Church and from my brother Valentino from the inner city. Thank you all for listening. If you're out there listening, man, respect.
Thank you very much. Drifters, I want to say thanks to Drifters. We'll see you next week on Inside the Industry. Thanks, Wally, for giving us those few precious minutes. Thank you very much.
Now that you go, you know the sun don't shine from the city hall to the county line. That's why I said ain't no love in the heart of the city. Ain't no love in the heart of town. Ain't no love, and it sure is a pity. Ain't no love, cause you ain't around.
La 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 la. La 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 la. La 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 la.
Oh yeah, oh yeah, oh yeah, oh yeah, oh yeah.
I represent Bahamian people. I from Nassau, Bahamas, big up Dayton, bro. Boy, I from Dayton, bro. Right between Reston and Augusta, where them two roads meet, they call it Wilkinson Street. Manners and respect was like a sign blank check. It seems the ones that come in after quick to disrespect. You see, this life in the ghetto never easy. So many hungry days break till it grieve me. Boy, I doing the best I can, trying to turn my dollar to $100,000. I represent the ghetto people. I from Nassau, Bahamas, big up Dayton, bro. Boy, I from Dayton, bro. Don't take no back talk, no bribe or no joke. If you find fire, you're definitely find smoke. Dayton, bro. Boy, I from Dayton, bro. Dayton, I say up and running. Charlie Brown say my show boy don't ever give in. 7 years of farming, watch the crops them coming. True, they see a humble thing, the lion sleeping. But they ain't for no reason, reason. Only God that I believe in, living. Watch them only passion for a season, season. Cutlass, I go weed them, weed them. I represent the ghetto people. I from Nassau, Bahamas, big up Dayton, bro. Boy, I from Dayton, bro. Don't take no back talk, no bribe or no joke. If you find fire, you're definitely fine. Smoke Dayton, bro. Boy, I from Dayton, bro. Bro, bro.
Ah, what's
going on,
boy? What happened? Huh? Straight to the Dayton, boy, from Dayton. What are you doing to me, man? Oh, no. Again?
I represent Bahamian people. I from Nassau, Bahamas, big up Dayton, bro. Boy, I from Dayton, bro. Don't take no back talk, no bribe or no joke. If you find fire, you're definitely fine. Smoke Dayton, bro. Boy, I from Dayton, bro.